Some days my brother didn't like going out and preferred to watch TV and play with his Legos. Not that he played with them in the conventional sense of building structures. Zach liked to rattle them in a plastic bin or stream them from one hand to another for hours. It was so hard to know how best to proceed. Didn't Zach have the right, like anybody else, to make his own decisions about his day-to-day activities? "Be right back," I said, leaving his bedroom to ask Mimi's opinion. She was in the den, pacing and muttering what sounded like gibberish words under her breath. "Zach's upset this morning," I told her. "Any idea why?" She looked up at me, startled. "Who?" "Zach. He's upset." Her eyes regarded me vacantly. "Zach who?" The back of my throat burned with dismay, and I swallowed back a swift rush of emotion. I hadn't ever seen her at the point where she didn't recognize me. Apparently, Mimi didn't remember Zach either. I approached slowly and gently took her arm, felt its frail weight under my hand, the skin wrinkled and loose. "Let's go in the kitchen. I'll make you a cup of coffee, and you can take your medicine." Surprisingly, she allowed me to guide her to the table and seat her in a chair. I opened the cabinet where we stored medicine and rifled through the wicker basket. Her prescription bottle was gone. My heart dropped as I pulled out the odds and ends on the bottom cabinet shelf to see if it had fallen out of the basket. It wasn't there. Had she thrown it away? I hurried to the trash can and opened the lid, then dug through the pile of leftover grits and eggshells. Not the most fun way to start a morning. I found the amber bottle sludged in a mess of bacon grease. I straightened and gave Mimi a stern glare, but the far-off look in her eyes was still there. I didn't have the heart to scold. Maybe she hadn't done it on purpose, and it had been an accident. I rinsed the bottle in the sink and started the coffee maker before returning to the meds. I removed Zach's blister pack, then stared in consternation. Last night's dose was still enclosed. How had that happened? I thought back, remembering that Mimi had offered to do it last night when we'd all been in the den. Sometime between leaving the den and entering the kitchen, she'd forgotten what she'd gone in there for.